Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. Batting second. The shortstop, Ahmed Rosario. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harold Ramirez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Owen Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Josh Naylor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Austin Hedges. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Bradley Zimmer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Giancarlos Mejia. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting second. The first baseman, Trey Mancini. Batting third. The right fielder, Anthony Santander. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Freddy Galvis. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, DJ Stewart. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Michael Franco. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pedro Severino. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Keegan Aiken. And now, play ball. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Hernandez is out. One out. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rosario hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mullins hits a ground ball towards first. Naylor fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mancini hits a line drive towards third. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santander hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Mejia covering, and Santander is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Ramirez is on with a walk. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rosario hits a line drive towards short. Galvis makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Miller hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Ramirez moves to second. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Naylor hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Two outs. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hedges strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Galvis hits a line drive deep towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. Two outs. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Stewart is safe at second with a double. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Franco is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer strikes out swinging. 1 out. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Hernandez moves to second. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ground ball towards third. Franco throws to second to get Ramirez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilkerson hits a ground ball towards first. Naylor has it, but then juggles the ball. Wilkerson reaches on the error. Wilkerson is on first. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Severino strikes out swinging. 1 out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Mullins is on with a walk. Wilkerson moves to second. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancini hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a ground ball towards first. Mancini fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 1 out. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Miller is out. 2 outs. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Naylor hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Mullins is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Maton replaces John Carlos Mejia as pitcher. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 1 in the game. Santander hits a pop-up beyond short. Rosario gets back and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Galvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Galvis hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Maton covering, and Galvis is out. 2 outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hedges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedges is called out on strikes. one out. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive towards second. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards second. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball towards center. Zimmer makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball towards center. Zimmer makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hunter Harvey replaces Keegan Aiken as pitcher. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Ramirez rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Ramirez scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0 for 2 in the game. Two outs. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Sandlin replaces Phil Maton as pitcher. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Severino is 0 for 1 in the game. Severino strikes out swinging. One out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancini strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cole Sulcer replaces Hunter Harvey as pitcher. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Naylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Naylor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Naylor is out. One out. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hedges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hedges hits a pop-up beyond short. Galvis gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Zimmer, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Shaw replaces Nick Sandlin as pitcher. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santander is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Santander is on with a walk. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Galvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Galvis hits a ground ball towards third. Ramirez throws to second to get Santander. Galvis is on first. One out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Galvis moves to second. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mountcastle hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Galvis scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stewart bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Ryan McKenna pinch runs for DJ Stewart batting 6th. Michael Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Naylor makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tanner Scott replaces Cole Sulcer as pitcher. Ryan McKenna moves from pinch runner to left fielder. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosario strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ramirez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Whitgren replaces Brian Shaw as pitcher. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severino is 0-for-2 in the game. Severino hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Severino moves to second. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mancini is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancini hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Severino moves to third. Mullins moves to second. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santander hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. Severino scores. Mullins moves to third. Mancini moves to second. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Galvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Galvis is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mountcastle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mountcastle hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Fry replaces Tanner Scott as pitcher. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rosario is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosario hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out swinging. One out. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Naylor hits a ground ball towards third. Franco throws to second to get Rosario. Naylor is on first. Two outs. Yu Chong pinch hits for Austin Hedges batting eighth. Yu Chong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chong hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Naylor moves to second. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Zimmer is out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.